Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Isaac Schuller. The New Testament reading for today is from Mark 14:53 through 72. And they led Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes came together. And Peter had followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. And he was sitting with the guards and warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. For many bore false witness against him, but their testimony did not agree. And some stood up and bore false witness against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another not made with hands.' Yet even about this their testimony did not agree. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, 'Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you?' But he remained silent and made no answer. Again the high priest asked him, 'Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?' And Jesus said, 'I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven.' And the high priest tore his garments and said, 'What further witnesses do we need? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision?' And they all condemned him at his deserving death. And some began to spit on him and to cover his face and strike him, saying to him, 'Prophesy.' And the guards received him with blows. And as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came, and seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, 'You also were with the Nazarene Jesus.' And he denied it, saying, 'I neither know nor understand what you mean.' And he went out into the gateway, and the rooster crowed. And the servant girl saw him, and began again to say to the bystanders, 'This man is one of them.' But again he denied it. And after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter, 'Certainly you are one of them. You are a Galilean.' But he began to invoke a curse on himself, and to swear, 'I do not know this man of whom you speak.' And immediately the rooster crowed a second time. And Peter remembered how Jesus had said to him, 'Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me 3 times. And he broke down and wept. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." And many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Falsehood or truth? The truth will set you free, and falsehood will lead us to despair. False words were spoken against Jesus. They accused Jesus of stating, "I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another, not made with hands." Peter speaks falsely. "I do not know this man, Jesus, of whom you speak." We speak falsely. "God doesn't care about me. If he did, why am I suffering?" We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We do not deserve to enter into his temple, for we are sinners. Thanks be to God that Jesus speaks the truth. "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." We poor miserable sinners are why the temple of God was destroyed. The temple hung on the cross. The temple was pierced and bled, yet the temple was not destroyed for long. Our Lord in his temple, that is his body, rose from the dead. Jesus, who is the Christ, the Son of the Blessed, speaks the truth. "I am." Jesus is God. Yet at these words, we do not tear our clothes thinking it is blasphemy, but rather we tear down our idols. We reject the things that are false. We trust in the one who gave his body for us on the cross, who gives us his body to eat and drink. "This is my true body. This is my true blood shed for you for your forgiveness." We break down and weep when we deny our Lord. When we speak falsely against him, we repent of our false witness against God and our neighbor, trusting that Jesus died and rose for us. let us enter into his temple, his church, and receive his gifts of word and sacrament. Let us confess the truth that Jesus died and rose from the dead. These are the truths that are recorded in the Scriptures, that it was necessary for the Christ to suffer, die, and be raised on the third day. This is most certainly true. Lord Jesus Christ, the temple of your body was destroyed on the cross, and 3 days later raised from the dead, and exalted to the right hand of the Father. Visit us now with this same body, that we may not deny that we know you, but in faith hear in our ears your life-giving voice, and receive on our lips your very body and blood to strengthen us in times of temptation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.